在很惊讶啊，在他的这个年龄啊，他是这么样的清楚敏锐。
I hope that when I arrive at his age, I will be as active as he is.
我希望当我到他的年龄的时候，我跟他一样能够充满活力。
Last but not least, I would like to thank all of you whom I cannot communicate, but your smile from year to year cheers me up.
那我最后要感谢所有各位啊，或许我们不能够很清楚的沟通啊，但是你们的笑容啊，就使我非常开心。
Yes, in a way, I'm ashamed. Being a Chinese, I cannot speak Chinese.
我有一点不好意思啊，我是华人，中国人，但是我不能够讲华语。
Still, you, some of you cannot speak English.
当然，你们也有一些人没有办法讲英文。
But I have a lot to say today.
今天我有很多要跟各位分享。
The topic.It's given to me by the assembly here.
今天的讲题其实是由贵教会指定给我的。
And it is the Lord of the Harvest.
讲到一个收成的主。
I'm given from 10:40 to 11:40. Now I'm not sure whether I'm going to stop at 11:40 or I am given 1 hour past.10:40.
请问我有一小时的时间来传讲今天的信息吗？
Which one?
Inari.
What is it? One hour after 10:40 or you must stop at 11:40?
Up to you.
Right. We'll stop at 11:40 p.m.
我们还是照原先的他说我们要讲到晚上的11:40。
He has given me permission to do so.
他说我可以讲多晚都可以。
And of course, I must not thank our brother here.
我也要谢谢翻译的弟兄。
He stood with me for nearly 6 hours over a period of 9 hours yesterday.
昨天他站在我旁边6个小时。
And he's still so strong.
他也撑下去了。
Right, our topic for this morning is the Lord of the Harvest.
今天早上我们的题目是收成的主。
Now, before I speak to you, let me introduce myself.
在我开始信息之前，让我先做一个简单的自我介绍。
Of course, I'm from Penang, Malaysia.
我是从马来西亚的槟城来的。
But where is Penang?
槟城在哪里呢？
Penang is this dot here. Can you see?
槟城在这个地图上是一个小点。
It is this little dot here.
就是这个小点。
Well, let me enlarge it a bit.
让我把这个地图放大一点呢。
Penang is in Malaysia.
这个槟城在马来西亚。
This is Malaysia. The color in red.
这个红色的区域就是马来西亚。
And this is enlarged over here.
这个部分我把它放大。
And this is still Penang.
就是左上角这个小点是槟城。
It consists of two parts.
槟城分两个部分。
The island part and the peninsula part.
一个在这个岛上面一个小岛然后在这个半岛的部分上也有一个。
You still cannot see.
还是太小了。
You see, I come from a very small little island.
其实我是从一个很小的岛上来的。
All right, here it is.
我再把这个区域放大的话。
Penang is an island, and it part of it, or the other half of it, is on the peninsula.
所以槟城分这两个主要的部分。
Both the parts are connected by a bridge.
有一个桥把它连接在一起。
This is about the longest bridge in Southeast Asia.
这是东南亚最长的一座桥。
By the time, if you have the chance to come and visit us next year, there will be a second bridge.
如果明年你到槟城来访问的话呢，会有另外一座桥。
This bridge is about the longest.
那座桥更长。
So, when you come and visit Penang, which is beautiful as beautiful as Taiwan.
槟城呢就跟台湾一样美丽。
You will If you travel by train, then you can you have a chance to travel across the bridge.
啊，如果是坐火车的话呢，那就有机会走这个新的桥。
Right, this is where my wife and I come from.
这就是我跟我太太啊所来的地方。
What about my assembly?
啊，再跟各位介绍一下我的聚会处。
My assembly has its roots in Fakwa Street Mission House and Chapel.
我的聚会处啊的前身啊是这个教会。
I believe it is the oldest assembly work in the whole of Southeast Asia.
据我所知，是整个东南亚区域里最早建立的聚会处。
From 1859 to 1938, we were in this building.
从1859年到1938年，我们是在土里面的这个地方聚会。
This would be the Chinese and English speaking assembly together.
啊，这个中文部跟英文部是一起的。
This would be the chapel.
啊，那是我们会堂。
This would be the mission house.
啊，这是这个宣教士的住所。
Today only the mission house is standing.
啊，今天会堂的部分mission house 那个宣教士住的部分还存在。
And the assembly has moved from this place to a new place some years ago.
啊，我们的聚会的这个就搬到另外一个地方去了。
But this building is now considered by our government as heritage and will be restored very soon.
啊，现在政府认定这个建筑是一个古迹，所以会把它恢复。
We moved to Burma Gospel Hall 1938.
所以1938年就搬到车水路。
So next year we shall be celebrating our 75th anniversary.
所以明年的话就会庆祝75周年。
These would be the two assemblies, Chinese and English combined together.
现在我们也是分成有中文部跟英文部。
This would be the assembly building now.
这是现在的会堂。
It will now be occupied by the Chinese speaking assembly.
这个会堂呢会由中文部来使用。
They have built an extension at the back, a four-story building.
中文部在会堂的后面又盖了一个新的大楼。
A multi-purpose hall.
一个多功能的一个空间。
So this property now belongs to the Burma Road Gospel Hall Chinese Speaking Assembly.
所以刚才看到的这个空间就是由车水路福音堂的中文部使用。
But please note this building at the side.
注意旁边还有一个建筑。
This is the new building of the Burma Gospel Hall English Speaking Assembly.
这个就是车水路福音堂的英文部在使用。
What you see was just the extension of the multi-purpose hall and extension of the new building.
刚才你看到就是一个多功能建筑跟一个新堂。
This is the new building.
这就是英文部所用的新堂。
We have not occupied it yet.
我们还没有搬进去。
We shall occupy it perhaps God willing next year.
希望明年可以进驻。
This is what it looks at from one side.
这是从另外一个角度来看。
And this is what it looks like from the other side.
这是从另外一面看。
And this is what it looks like from the back.
这是
at the back.
后面的样子。
Because at the back there is another building.
因为后面还有一个建筑。
And that's what you saw just now.
这就是你刚才看到的样子。
So this is where I come from.
这就是对我来的地方的一个介绍。
Burma Road Gospel Hall，
车水路福音堂。
And we send you our greetings to all of you in Taichung this morning。
我今天就把车水路福音堂弟兄姐妹的问候。
Who am I？
各位，那我是谁呢
？That's my wife。
这是我们夫妇。
In case some of you at the back cannot see her。
坐在后面的也许刚才没有看清楚。
This photo was taken on my 70th birthday。
这是我70岁那一年。
I was baptized on the 22nd October 1950.
我是1950年10月22日受浸的。
I'm older by 1 year compared to the Taichung Assembly.
我属灵的年龄比台中基督徒聚会处还要长一岁。
You started 1951.
你们是1950年开始。
I was born in 1950. I was baptized in 1950.
我是1950年受洗的。
So you see, I'm 1 year older than you.
所以你看，我比各位的教会年长一岁。
I'm your brother.
我是你们的弟兄。
So I can always remember Tai Chung next time because of your close association with my baptism.
所以我要很容易啊记记得各位的。
I was commended for service unto the Lord 1996.
教会啊差派我在1996年啊做主的工作。
But actually, I was serving the Lord long before that.
但是其实我很久以来啊就是在侍奉神。
I had been teaching and preaching in many many assemblies all over the places, even as long as half a century ago.
其实我啊在这个区域的不同的聚会处侍奉主已经将近半世纪了。
But I had to take the step of commendation because of the lack of awareness of missions in our assemblies.
但是为了让这个提升大家对宣教这件工作的认识我接受了教会这样的一个推荐。
I'm now 75 years old and I look older perhaps.
我先今年75岁或许看起来的年纪好像更大。
A father of three children and a grandfather of five.
我有三个小孩，然后现在有五个孙子。
Alright, let's go to our topic.
现在我们要进入我们的主题。
Which is the Lord of the Harvest.
收成的主。
At the APEC, a lot of messages were given concerning the Great Commission.
在我们退休会的时候有很听到了很多有关大使命的讯息。
Practically every session was geared to it.
基本上每一个讲堂讲章都是针对这个题目。
However, there was one aspect of the Great Commission I think was missed out.
但是我个人觉得还有一个方面没有被提到。
So I'm going over the Great Commission as you and I know faster, and then would like to concentrate on the other aspect.
所以我们已经知道了，会比较快的带过，然后集中在我们忽略的那个部分。
The Lord of the Harvest is taken from Matthew 9:37-38.
大使命呢是从马太福音我们今天主题的经文是马太福音9:37-38.
Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去做收他的庄稼。
This text of ours.
我们要看的经文呢
involves the Lord's commission to the church twofold.
主的大使命跟教会有两层的关系。
It is also found in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15.
那也在这个马可福音的16:15.
Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
耶稣对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”
Now combine this with our text.
我们把这个经文跟大使命
，or rather the commission, as we see in Matthew 28:19-20,
就是我们最熟悉的是马太福音28:19-20的大使命。
And
把它跟马可福音的经节合起来看的话
，and seven things stand out.
就有几点就可以看得很清楚了。
Note please that the Lord, that the Great Commission involves a go.
在这里大使命呢都有讲到去。
When we talk of the Great Commission, we do not think of staying in.
当我们讲到大使命的时候呢，并不是我们停留在这个里面。
This is the commission to the church to send people out.
这是对教会的一个大使命，是要差人出去。
This is the basic concept of the Great Commission.
这是大使命最基本的一个概念，就是去。
That we must understand, go.
你一定要知道是去。
Go and preach the gospel.
是去来传扬福音。
And it also involves go and teach whatsoever things I've commanded you.
你们也要去把我所告诉你们的来教训他们遵守。
Preach is to bring the people in.
传福音是把人带到教会。
Teach is to build the people up.
教训他们是要建立他们。
To preach alone without building up the people is spiritual abortion.
只传福音，但是却没有教训他们，其实是一种属灵的堕胎。
Or even miscarriage.
或者是属灵的流产。
When a child is born, he or she must be built up.
当一个婴儿出生的时候，你一定要这个养育他。
Many evangelists today stress on going out and evangelize.
有的时候我们只看重出去传福音。
And they somehow or other do not think so highly of those who go and teach.
但是呢，也许他们没有很看重其实也要去来教训他们。
Both are important.
这两方面都重要。
There will be no teaching without preaching.
你这个教训教导跟宣扬福音是要一起的。
That is why many many churches today we find Bible teachers teaching empty pews, Christian pews.
所以我们看到今天有一些在教会里面我们有教导，但是是教导一些空的椅子。
And you must preach whatsoever things I have commanded you.
耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Whatsoever things I've commanded you are now recorded in the word.
这里所说凡我所吩咐你们的其实就是记录在圣经里面的话。
So this morning I hope to teach whatsoever things that the Lord taught us as recorded in the word.
所以今天早上我们要看凡我所吩咐你们的就是记录在圣经里的。
Some of the things perhaps may have been changed a bit because of culture or some other practices.
或许有一些的内容随着文化跟做这个风气有一些的调整。
But we shall go straight to the word and see what the principles of the things that we discuss are, how they are brought up.
那我们还是要从这些经文里面看这个主的教训。
His command also involves prayer.
他的这个吩咐呢，也包含祷告。
And that's why we have our text for this morning.
这就是我们刚才看过马太福音九章三十七、三十八节。
The Lord's command to the church is also twofold.
耶稣的命令呢，也有两个方面。
His command involves praying.
第一是要叫我们祷告。
The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
要收的当庄稼多，做工的人少。
Now this is very strange.
这也许有点稀奇。
Why should the Lord ask us to pray for Him to send?
为什么主要我们向他求来差遣工人呢？
Does He not know that the harvest is plenteous?
难道他不知道要收的庄稼多吗？
Does He not know that the laborers are few?
他难道不知道做工的人少吗？
Does He not know that these are things that are currently very dramatical in the circumstances?
他难道不知道这是一个很重要的要做的事情吗？
Isn't He the one to set out?
他可以就是差遣人出去。
Isn't He the one to supply the lack?
他不是就可以解决这一切的问题吗？
Why ask us to pray?
他为什么还要我们先祷告？
He should have the option to do all these things.
他可以直接就来做这件事情解决。
Why pass this responsibility to us?
为什么把这个责任要先交给我们？
Why pray?
为什么要我们祷告？
Perhaps we may look at John 4:35.
也许我们来看约翰福音的第四章三十五节。
John chapter 4 and verse 35.
约翰福音四章三十五节。
We have a parallel verse.
是个平行的经文。
Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
你们岂不是说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Here there is an element of urgency.
在这里我们看到一个很紧急的情形。
Say not there are 4 months more. Say not there are 4 months more.
我们不应该说还有四个月。
Pray now.
现在就要祷告。
Right.I want to ask to answer the question why he asks us to pray.
他为什么要我们祷告？
Look at verse 34.
34节这边说，
Jesus saith unto them, My food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
This was God's will.
这是神的旨意。
That we should go out as laborers into the harvest.
我们要到这个和田里面去做他的工
，to bring in the harvest，
把这个和收获带进来。
It was the prescribed will of God for him。
那是神所预定for Jesus。
For Jesus。
神所预定要耶稣完成的工作。
He would like to now share it with us。
他现在要把这样的工作呢与我们分享。
That was his the very in his very heart to bring in precious souls from the harvest.
当然，在他的心里面，是想把这一些灵魂带进来。
He wants us to share together with him the doing of God's will.
他希望跟我们一同来同工来完成父所交付的工作。
The Lord has sent him.
这个主差遣了他。
Now we need to pray that He will send others into the harvest field.
那现在我们要祷告，耶稣在差遣我们去收获这个庄稼。
But more so that He will send us.
但是他也差遣我们。
The more so He will send me.
他要差遣的是你我。
He wanted to do the will of God, and the will of God was to send him into this world.
他要做父的完成父的旨意，父的旨意就是差遣他。
Now he wants us to share this doing of God's will with him.
现在他要我们与他一同来完成这个工作。
It is a partnership given to the church to rejoice with him and his laborers.
好让教会跟他一起来享受这个收成的快乐。
We know in Luke that there is joy in heaven when a soul repents.
我们知道圣经里面讲，当有一个罪人悔改的时候，在天上的欢喜都是大的。
And now here is he who want to share the joy of seeing precious souls coming with all of us.
现在他要将这一种看到罪人悔改的喜乐与我们一同分享。
So.Let us pray that he will send laborers into the field.
所以让我们一起祷，向主求他能够差遣工人去收成庄稼。
To do the will of God.
去完成天父的旨意。
To rejoice with him in his doing the will of God.
跟基督一同享受这个收成的快乐。
To feel the same as he feels of being sent by God.
让我们也能够体会感受到基督被父所差遣。
And when we see the fruits of the labor, he rejoices, we too will rejoice.
当我们看到收成的时候，耶稣欢乐，我们也欢乐。
I want you to note verse 34.
John 4?
Yes, 34.
我们一样看约翰福音四章的三十四节。
The will of him that sent me.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
And I'd like you to note also, verse 38. I sent you to reap that on which you bestowed no labor.
我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的。
Note the word sent.
在这里我们又看到差这个字。
The Lord.Must be sent. The Lord must be sent.
主是一定要被差的。
God sent him.
这个父差遣。
The Lord's servants must be sent.
主的仆人也必须是被差遣的。
The Lord sent them.
主差遣他们。
Keep in mind this word send because it is vital, it is a key word to our understanding of missions.
我们一定要记得差遣这个字啊，这个是对民谣宣教非常重要的。
Now I have been asked to speak on a mission challenge to this assembly.
我要这个贵教会请我讲啊宣教的挑战。
Actually, I wanted to continue another study or another aspect of the study of the tabernacle.
啊，我本来想说我可以继续就这个会幕多讲一点。
But our brother Paul wrote to me said no. Give a mission challenge.
啊，但是这个主光弟兄说我们还是讲宣教。
All right. But when I come here, I see that I think this assembly here is very, very mission-minded already.
那我来到这里的时候，我发现，贵教会呢已经是啊很有啊宣教的这个意向了。
But where I came from, number of years ago, it was not so.
啊，但是从我所来的教会啊，在先前啊，并不是这样子。
So, to be mission-minded is we will ask ourselves: Is the assembly here, is it aware of missions?
我们首先要问自己的就是我们对宣教的认识够不够。
Do they have a prayer meeting especially for missionaries and to hear reports from missions?
我们有没有特别为宣教以及宣教士的祷告会？
Missionaries return, do we hear what they have to report?
当有宣教士回来或者是来访问的时候，我们有没有请他们来分享？
Is it right to pray, Lord, send forth, and we mean, but not me, send somebody else.
当我们说主啊，你差遣工人的时候，我们是不是说你差遣别人？
When we pray to the Lord, send forth laborers into the field, we must be prepared to go ourselves.
当我们向主祷告说主啊你差遣工人的时候，我们必须自己有预备，我就是那个被差遣的人。
Very often I have attended mission meetings where the assembly prays, Lord, send forth laborers into the field, send them to us.
常常我参加一些宣教的聚会是向主祷告说你差遣你的工人去收专家的意思是差遣人来到我们这里。
Lord, we are very short of workers. Please raise them up for us.
我们说向主祷告说主啊我们这里是这样的缺乏，你差送人来吧。
Now, I promise you just now that I want to teach you all things whatsoever the Lord commanded.
刚刚我们说凡我所吩咐你们的。
And I'm now going to say something which may not be pleasant.
我现在接下来要讲的一些也许听起来不是那么悦耳。
Today we hear the term full-time workers very often.
今天我们常常听到全时的这个工人。
Even our brother here uses the term full-time worker very often.
即使翻译的弟兄他也常常今天用了好几次全时的这个工人。
Where do you find it in the scripture?
这里你在圣经里面找得到这个语词吗？
We hear again and again full time workers. He is a full time worker of this assembly. I'm a full time worker of my assembly.
我们常常听到说我是这个教会全时的侍奉的。
If I'm a full time worker, then what are you members in the assembly?
如果我是一个全时的工人的话，那弟兄姐妹是什么？
Part-time workers?
是部分时间的工人吗？
Do you serve the Lord part-time? One part for your own self and the balance for the Lord?
你是部分时间的话，你是有一部分侍奉神，有一部分侍奉你自己吗？
This concept has never been the case in the scripture.
这个概念并不是圣经里面的。
All are full-time workers.
每一个人都是全时的工人。
When I was younger, in my 20s, I actually wanted to be a missionary.
当我二十几岁的时候，我那时候想要成为一个宣教士。
I waited on the Lord, but the Lord never called me to be a missionary.
我向主祷告，但是主并没有呼召我成为一个宣教士。
But the Lord instead directed me to the teaching profession.
但是主引导我成为一个教导的人。
I was a teacher.
我成为一个老师。
As a teacher, I was a full-time missionary.
我虽然是一个老师，但是我仍然是一个全职的一个宣教士。
I was not part-time teacher and part-time serving the Lord.
我并不认为我是部分时间当老师，部分时间侍奉神。
I was serving the Lord full-time as a teacher.
我是全职的来侍奉主啊，以一个老师的身份。
In my teaching, I tried to pass over the gospel truths.
当我当老师的时候啊，我也把福音的真理告诉我的学生。
I tried to start Christian groups in the schools.
我在学校里组织一些基督徒的团契。
I was a full-time missionary.
我看我自己是一个全职的宣教士。
As a teacher.
也是个老师。
Just as you can be a full-time teacher, a full-time nurse, as a nurse.
你可以是一个全职的护士。
Full-time engineer, as an engineering personnel.
全职的工程师。
Do not divide your life into compartments where you serve one part of your life, the Lord, and another part of your life, your own profession.
所以我们并不是把我们的时间切割成一部分一部分这个是我们侍奉神的时间，这个是我做自己事情的时间。
We are full-time serving the Lord.
我们是全时间的，都是全时间的侍奉神的人。
We find now full-time workers are beingraised up in order to run the administration of the church.
我们现在看到，有一些全职的工人，的意思是说，他们来负责教会的行政。
That's why they are called full-time, as apart from the other members who are to serve the Lord part-time, so to speak.
那用这个全职的名称，其实就是说，跟还有其他的弟兄姐妹只有部分时间做一个区别。
They have duties like going to the bank.
他们有需要去银行办事。
They have duties like going to welcome people from the airport.
他们有这个事情是要去欢迎别人，接送机场。
They have duties like sweeping the floor.
他们要负责打扫清洁。
Cannot these duties be done by members of the assembly?
这些的工作难道不能够由弟兄姐妹一起来做吗？
I can see two solutions to this kind of situation.
我对这样的一个问题觉得有两种解决。
Situation number one.If there is a shortage of workers, then employ one. Employ one.
如果工人不够的话，雇一个人。
There is nothing wrong to employ one to do the things that we ask the full-time worker to do now.
聘请一个人来做一些事务的工作，并没有什么不对。
Ideally, every member should function.
理想上的是每一个弟兄姐妹都要投入工侍奉的。
This should not be left to one who is called of God to do his service.
这些工作不能够只推给一个全时间就是神所呼召来侍奉的人。
Right. Now let's come on to what the Bible really teaches concerning one whom he calls and whom he sends out.
那现在我们就继续来看圣经里面讲到一个人是蒙召，一个人是为神所差遣的意思。
So the command involves a prayer.
所以我们刚才看到神的命令呢包含祷告。
Are you praying just for someone to be raised in the assembly so that you will do less work?
我们向神祷告说，主啊，你兴起人来侍奉你，是不是这样子？我可以少做一点。
The one who is to obey the Great Commission is to be posted out.
那这个遵守大使命的话呢，其实是要送出去的。
Go，
出去。
And that's why Romans 10:14 and so on. How can a person be saved unless somebody preaches to him the gospel? But how can somebody preach the gospel if he is not sent?
罗马书十章十四节那边说，人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的怎能听见呢？
Now let us be clear concerning a person who is to obey the Great Commission.
那我们现在来看怎么样的人是遵行大使命的人。
I believe that those who obey the Great Commission first must be called.
我认为啊，一个遵守遵循大使命的人啊，首先他必须要蒙到呼召。
It is not, oh, I feel there's a tremendous need there, and I can help out in that need.
并不是说，哦，我看那里需要很大，我觉得我帮得上忙。
One needs to be called of God.
你一定要被神所呼召。
And to be able to say so.
你一，并且你要为你的呼召能够做见证。
Let's look at some references.
好，我们在这边看一些例子。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 1 say, Paul explained that it was the Lord who called him and sent him out.
提摩太前书第一章第一节这边保罗说他是蒙召做这个使徒的。
He was called to be the Lord's servant.
他是蒙召做神的仆人的。
By the way,If we cannot use the term full-time worker, what term should we use?
如果我们不用全时间工人这个名词的话，那我们怎么说呢？
What about the Lord's servant?
我们说主的仆人。
The emphasis is he is the Lord's servant.
重点就在他是服侍主的人。
He is not your servant.
他不是服侍人的人。
He is not the church's servant.
他不是服侍教会的人。
He is the Lord's servant.
他是服侍主的人。
And that's why he has a special call from the Lord.
所以他必须由主那边来的呼召。
You find this explained for us in Acts 22, 21 and 26, 16 to 18.
在使徒行传22章跟26章这些经文里面都有讲到。
Acts 13, 2, perhaps we would like to look at it.
那或许我们可以看一下使徒行传13章的第二节。
In the church at Antioch, we find that Saul and Barnabas were among people who were very active in the church.
在这个安提阿教会我们看到保罗跟巴拿巴他们已经在教会里面是很核心的同工了。
They were active workers.
他们是参与很多侍奉的。
And they were really needed by the leaders of the church at Antioch.
安提阿教会对这两个人其实是非常需要的。
And yet, the Lord called them.
但是圣灵呼召了这两位。
And it's the Holy Spirit.Who executed the call and make it known to the leaders?
圣灵呼召他们，并且把这样的呼召让教会里面所有的领袖都知道。
When a person is called, not only will he know, but the Spirit will speak to the leaders so that they will know and confirm it.
当一个人被呼召的时候，不只是那个人本人知道，教会里面的领袖也会知道来确认这件事情。
As I said.Years ago, I was very busy serving the Lord, still teaching the word in all places, but I was not commended as a Lord's servant.
我像刚才我跟大家已经讲过，在多年以前，我其实已经非常投入的侍奉了，但是我还没有这个被教会所推荐。
In fact, all the years since the time when it all began, when the missionaries came to Penang.There have been no missionary commended by the local church elsewhere.
在虽然这个宣教士在槟城建立聚会处已经很多年了，但是其实都并没有被聚会处所差派的这个宣教士。
For nearly 150 years, there was no commended worker from any assembly in Penang.
所以在槟城150年来可以说没有差传过宣教士。
I was very, very concerned about this.
我对这件事情呢其实是很忧心的。
I heard the Lord's call and the Lord spoke to me for one whole year. The Lord tested me out.
我听到主的呼召以后，一整年主试验我。
And then at the end of the year, I wrote to the oversight.I wrote to the oversight, the elders.
Okay. 但一年以后呢我就跟教会里面的这些长老来交通。
And the Lord, I said, the Lord had called me, and I gave them proof in a 3-4 page letter to show that the Lord had called me out.
我跟教会的长老我准备了写了一些东西，3-4页，我告诉他们说主呼召了我。
For one whole year, they sat upon it, they thought about it, they prayed about it, that they did not know what to do.
然后又花了一年的时间他们就是在思考在这个在这个想但是他们还没有什么决定。
Because there had not been any precedent before me.
因为在之前都没有差派过宣教士。
At the end of the 1 year after they had prayed, then they realized that indeed they could confirm what I wrote to them.
他们花了一年的时间祷告，他们最后确认，我写给他们的是出于神。
Thus they agreed to commend me to the church and to the other assemblies around.
所以，他们就同意要，推荐我向教会推荐我以及向其他的聚会处推荐我。
But even at the commendation service, they did not know what to do.
但是即使是在差派的这个聚会里，长老们还是不知道如何来进行。
Although we have been in existence for nearly 150 years.
虽然我们教会已经存在了150年了。
So the Lord calls, then the Lord sends.
所以主先是呼召，然后他差派。
Today we read a lot and we hear a lot about the sending church of the missionary.
今天我们听到很多差派差传的这些信息。
The church does not send.
这个差派并不是由教会来差派的。
It's the Lord that sends.
是主差派的。
Let's look at a few cases.
我们再看一些例子。
Moses was sent by God, Acts 7:34-35.
在使徒行传第七章里讲到，是摩西受差遣，受神差遣。
Isaiah was sent, Isaiah 1:8.
以赛亚也是直接受到神的差派的。
Among the in the Godhead, there was this question: Whom shall we send?
在神说我可以差遣谁呢？
And Isaiah said, Lord, send me.
以赛亚说，主，请差遣我。
It's the Lord who sent.
是由神来差遣的。
Jeremiah 1:7, Jeremiah was sent.
耶利米也是受到神的差遣。
And we read just now from John chapter 4, Jesus was sent.
我们刚刚读过的经文里面，耶稣基督也是受父的差遣。
And who sent him?
是谁差他呢？
God.
神。
But where do we have this phrase sending church?
所以我们常常讲说是哪个教会差派你的呢？
It's a misunderstanding from Acts chapter 13 verses 3 and 4.
这样子的错误的认知其实是从使徒行传13章来的。
I'm not sure about the Chinese translation, but that is aMisunderstanding in the English translation.
在英文的这个译本里面就容易有这样的误解。
In Acts chapter 13, verses 3 and 4, we find that the church sent them away.
在使徒行传十三章第三节第四节里，我们看到教会送他们出去，打发他们去。
There you are, the sending church.
在这里呢，我们看到中文圣经用打发这个字让我们看到好像是差派一样。
And yet we also have this that they were sent forth by the Holy Ghost.
他们由圣灵差他们出去。
Now, in the Greek, the word send is in two different words.
其实送出去这个字呢，在希腊文里是有两个字的。
When you have the word, they send them away, that is the Greek word, apollo.
Apollo, 这个希腊字的意思是说送他们走。
It means to free fully.
就是说你们可以很自由的离开了。
It does not mean to send.
并不是说差他去哪里。
When the Holy Spirit sent forth Saul and Barnabas, it meant to dispatch, to send away.
但是圣灵的送这个字呢，是说我派你去哪里。
It's the Holy Spirit who sent.
是圣灵来差派的。
It's the Spirit who called.
是圣灵来呼召的。
It's the leaders in the church who said, who let go and said, take them.
圣灵呼召以后，教会的领袖说，那你们走吧。
Although they very much wanted to them back because they were good leaders.
虽然教会非常需要他们，不希望他们走。
But they released fully.
但是教会把他们放手，让他们离开了。
The church of Antioch released Saul and Barnabas.
所以啊，安提阿教会就让保罗跟巴拿巴他们离去了。
Because the Spirit had called them, the Spirits were sending them away.
因为圣灵呼召了他们，圣灵也差派了他们。
And so they went out of the church.
所以他们离开了教会。
And of course, later on, they would come back because they were members of the church.
当然，他们还是会回到这个教会，因为他们仍然是属于这个教会的。
All right. The process is this: after it's confirmed that the Lord has called a person and the Lord is sending out a person, then what do we do?
当我们确知神已经呼召他了，圣灵已经差遣他了，教会要做什么事情呢？
The church commands.
教会呢，就要推荐他。
That's why in Penang assemblies, we don't use the term full-time worker that much.
所以在槟城教会，我们避免使用全时间工人这个名词。
We refer to these people as the Lord's servants.
我们称他们为神的仆人。
Or we refer to them as the commended workers.
我们也称他们为受推荐的工人。
So there must be the commendation.
所以一定要有一个推荐的一个过程。
Commendation is the confirmation by the leaders of the people who have been called that the church would be prepared to release them.
这样的一个推荐，这样的一个差派就是说他们得到了教会长老们的确认。
It is a commitment. Lord, you have called these people. You are sending them out. Lord, take care of them.
也是教会对神的一个承诺说，主啊，你已经呼召了他们，现在你要照管他们。
They are your servants. Lead them, guide them, direct them, take care of them and supply them with their needs.
他们现在已经是你的工人，你要负责他们，你要引导他们，你要供应，要保护他们。
And that's why the Holy Spirit again after they had been sent out, the Holy Spirit was the one who said, "Don't go to this place. Go to this place." The Spirit shut the door.And open the other door.
所以既然是由圣灵所差遣的，所以当他们出去以后，圣灵会引导他们说，这里不要去，那里不要去，要去那个地方。
They did not receive directions from the church.
他们并没有接受教会来的指示说去哪里。
It is also a commendation to the fellowship of others in the faith to similarly care for him or her.
这里也是呢，这样的一个推荐给其他的教会要能够来接纳他们。
A commendation is necessary so that other assemblies can have fellowship with this person who has been called of the Lord.
有一个教会的差派，一个推荐其他的教会聚会处就可以接纳他们，与他们交通。
Please.If you have time, look at Philippians 4:15-17.
如果你有时间的话，你可以看腓立比书第四章15-17节。
Paul mentioned about their fellowship with him.
保罗提到说我跟你们的一起的交通。
He said, "I thank the Lord for your fellowship with me from the very beginning when no other church had any fellowship with me."
中文圣经这里是说我要感谢主我在帖撒罗尼迦你们也一次两次的打发人供应我的需求。
From the very beginning, even the church of Antioch did not send them money or provide for them.
在安提阿教会都还没有供应保罗的时候腓立比教会已经支持他了。
But it was the Lord working through the church of Philippi to supply all their needs.
所以后来你会发现神借着腓立比教会来供应保罗事工的需要。
I'm not saying that the church from which these people have been called and sent out washed their hands off them completely.
这里我的意思不是说当有这个宣教士从教会被差遣出去的时候，教会就洗洗手说这个人再跟我没关系了。
There must be partnership.
一定是要同工的。
There must be prayer.
一定要代祷的。
So two things are important: prayer fellowship and practical partnership.
所以这里两件事情，第一个是在祷告里面一起的交通第二个是呢要有一起的这样的同工。
Pray for those whom you have released.
第一个我们要为那些我们所差遣出去的祷告。
Have fellowship with them. in regard to their needs.
要跟他们有所交通，供应他们的需要。
Philippians 1:5, Paul says, their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
同样是腓立比书第一章第五节说，保罗说，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
So you see, it was another assembly that was taking care of Paul when he was sent out by the Spirit.
所以当保罗跟巴拿巴由圣灵差遣出去的时候，就有别的教会来支持供应他们。
I'm so glad to see on the notice board that Taichung Christian Assembly is having practical fellowship with so many missionaries.
我很高兴在外面的布告栏有看到台中基督徒聚会处跟这许多的宣教士有这样子的一个交通跟支持。
The Lord blesses you for all that.
神会纪念你们的。
You know, as a commanded worker, the greatest joy that I can ever have is the Lord supplying my needs at the right time and in the right, with the right thing that I need.
我作为一个侍奉神的人，我最大的喜乐就是神在我有需要的时候，在我最需要的时间供应我最需要的东西。
My presence in Taiwan, in APEC, is a testimony.
我来到台湾参加这个亚太基督徒大会，就是一个见证。
Just before I came, other assemblies have practical and individuals have practical fellowship with me, so that my needs are all met.
就在我来以前那就有教会来供应我，让我一切的需用都充足。
My assembly wanted to sponsor me here.
我的所属的教会想要支持我这一趟的旅行。
I bless them for that generosity.
我很感谢他们这样子的一个慷慨。
But because the Lord has supplied me the needs earlier, I returned the generosity and asked them to help others.
但是神已经先一步借着其他的弟兄姐妹供应了我的需要，所以我后来就跟我的教会说这个你可以这些钱你们可以去支持别人。
The greatest joy in the commanded worker's life and experience is to have his needs met in faith and not depend upon a salary.
那做侍奉神的人最大的喜乐就是他的需求都是由神来供应，而不是依靠一个固定的薪水。
The Lord will never forsake His servants.
神永远不会放弃他弃绝他的工人的。
So have practical fellowship.
所以我们要有这样很实际的一个供应的交流。
Have prayer for your workers.
也要为这些服侍主的人祷告。
Now very quickly, give you the Penang story.
现在跟大家讲一下槟城教会这方面的工作。
Prior to 1996, before I was commanded,
在我受推荐1996年之前
as I said, no assembly in Penang ever commanded any missionary before that.
在槟城没有一个聚会处有差派过工人。
Penang was the very center of foreign missionaries.
其实槟城是许多国家宣教士汇集的一个地方。
They came from UK, they came from Australia, New Zealand, and all other places. But somehow the mission challenge was not given.
有许多的宣教士从英国、澳洲、纽西兰等等地方来，但是槟城本地的教会并没有受到宣教的挑战。
So much so that we find that missionaries who came were mostly from foreign countries.
我们看到槟城的宣教士大部分是西方国家来的。
There were no local commanded missionaries.
并没有本地差派的宣教士。
Oh, there were other missionaries, but they were not connected with the assemblies.
确实有一些宣教士，但是并不是出自于聚会处。
They went out with other groups and mission organizations.
他们就加入了一些跨教会的宣教事工。
But after I was commanded,
但是在我受推荐以后
，I started to gather together the assemblies, and we had a mission night.
我就跟其他的聚会处有沟通，我们就一起办了一个这个拆船之夜
，to create mission awareness
来这个教导这个宣教这一个工作。
And I published a 2 month mission news to of all our assembling members, our assembling missionaries.
By month. Okay, 我就发行了一个双月刊宣教的事工的双月刊给各地的聚会处。
In that manner, many of the assemblies in Penang and even in Malaysia came to know of missionaries connected with our assemblies.
这样子就使得不只是槟城其实是全马来西亚各地的聚会处都可以认识到这一些宣教的工人。
Before they knew only of missionaries connected with interdenominational mission organizations.
先前只认识一些加入一些独立宣教机构的宣教士。
Today, as a result,
今天的结果呢？
After the first commendation of myself and myself into the service of the Lord,
在我这个接受推荐以后
，from my home assembly at Bermuda Gospel Hall,
从这个车水路福音堂
，of course the official letter is for Malaysia and Singapore only.
当然这个推荐函是给马来西亚跟新加坡
，but I have been to India, to Australia, to Vietnam, Cambodia, and elsewhere, and now Taiwan.
但是我也去了亚洲许多的国家，现在也来到台湾。
Another assembly commended another couple out.
另外一个聚会处他们差派了这一另外一对夫妇。
Two assemblies now have workers out.
现在有两个聚会处。有这个宣教士。
22nd May 2005, Chang Mi Lai was sent to by the Lord to Indonesia.
2005年这位姐妹被差派到印尼。
This is from my own assembly. Second one to be sent.
她是车水路所差派的第二位宣教士。
2006, we have our sister Annie Koo from another assembly on the island to Cambodia.
那2006年有另外一个聚会处的姐妹被差派到柬埔寨。
The last one was Wong Yi Lee from another assembly on the island. She went 2009 to Kazakhstan.
2009年又有另外一个聚会处差派这个姐妹到哈萨克。
Before 1996, there was not even one commended missionary in Penang.
1996年之前是一个聚会处在槟城一个拆船的人都没有。
There are 4 assemblies on the island.
在这个槟城的这个岛上有4个聚会处。
Every assembly now has a commended worker.
现在每一个聚会处都有差派宣教士。
Outside Penang and Malaysia.
出去甚至于出去了，离开了马来西亚这个环境。
Of course, there are others from Penang. They went out on their own.
那当然还有其他的弟兄姐妹他们也做宣教士，不过 not commanded by
on their own. No commendation.
自己做宣教士。
Right. So the Lord's command to the Christian is not only confined is not.It doesn't confine itself to just Matthew 28:19-20.
神的使命呢不只是在马太福音28章那一段。
This is the part I feel of the Great Commission that has been slightly left out at the apex.
那就是我先前提到说，我感觉这个部分是亚太大会里面比较没有提到的。
The Great Commission applies to the local church. Good.
这个大使命是这个适用在地方教会的。
But what about the individual Christian?
但是对每一个信徒如何呢
？Well, the Great Commission will be in the form of Acts 1:8.
那这个大使命呢，也在《使徒行传》的第1章第8节。
Be ye witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极。
Matthew 5:13 to 16. Matthew 16. You are the light of the world.
马太福音第五章十六节说，你们是世上的光。
Every believer is responsible for the Great Commission.
其实每一位弟兄姐妹都是承担这个大使命的。
We are to be witnesses where we are.
我们要在我们所在的地方来做见证。
Start with Jerusalem, your home.
耶路撒冷的意思就是你住的地方。
Go to Judea, the neighbors.
犹太全地就是附近的区域。
Go to Samaria, those that may not be friendly towards you.
撒玛利亚呢，就是到那些其实对你已经不是很友善的地方去。
Go to the world.
然后以及全这个直到地极。
So how do you start to be witnesses where you are?
你如何在你所在的地方来见证主？
Home is a mission field.
你的家庭就是可以成为一个宣教奉
献。Thank the Lord for who you are saved by grace.
你要感谢主你是这个家庭里面得救的一个分子。
What about your father?
你的父亲呢？
What about your mother?
你的母亲。
What your brother?
你的弟兄姐妹。
Your sister?
你的姐妹。
Your relatives?
你的其他的亲人。
Those others in the home?
你家里面其他的人。
Are you not going to see them in heaven?
你不想在天上见到他们吗？
Be ye witnesses at home. Start in Jerusalem.
在你的家庭里就要成为见证。
You don't have to go to Cambodia.
你不需要到柬埔寨去。
You don't have to go to Kazakhstan.
你不需要去哈萨克。
The home is your mission field.
你的家就是你的宣教工厂。
Go ye into all the world. There, start at home.
你要到全地去，就从你家里开始。
Go out of your comfortable home, your front door and your backyard.
离开你最舒适的一个环境离开你的前后院。
In Malaysia, we have big problem. Great for us.
西亚我们有遭遇到一个很大的问题，也请你们为我们祷告。
It is against the law and an offense to preach to any Malay.
我们是不可以向马来人来传福音的，是违法的。
You can be put into prison because a Malay.Who is born into a Malay home is a Muslim.
如果一个马来人他是信回教的话，你不可以向他传福音的。
And no Muslim can convert out of their religion.
信回教的人是不可以被离开回教去信其他宗教的。
So you are born a Muslim and you die a Muslim.
所以你如果出生的时候是回教的人的话，你死的时候也是一个回教徒。
Anybody who has the courage to preach the Malay will be put into prison.
你如果敢向马来人传福音的话就要坐牢的。
Even in the translation of the Bible to be used by the indigenous people, we are not allowed to use the name Allah.
那在我们翻译圣经给一些原住民的时候，我们是不可以用阿拉这个名词的。
Because they believe in Allah, there is only one God and one only.
因为他们认为只有一位神就是叫阿拉。
And only their Allah is true.
只有他们的阿拉是真神。
So if Christians are allowed to use Allah for our God, then they will have another Allah.
所以如果基督徒也管神叫做阿拉的话，那岂不是有另外一位阿拉了？
They cannot accept that.
他们不接受这样。
So are we going to allow the Muslims to get lost?
所以我们难道就放任回教徒他们失落吗？
This is where the second part of the Great Commission comes. Be ye witnesses.
这就是大使命里面讲到，你们要做见证。
We in Malaysia cannot speak to the Malay.
我们在马来西亚不能向马来人来传福音。
But the Malay today is given tremendous number of scholarships to America, to Australia, to England, and all over the country.
但是马来的学生今天接受到许多的奖学金到美国西方的一些国家去留学。
Those were the times when missionaries must come to Malaysia in order to evangelize them.
这个就是一个。
The missionaries from outside have to come to Malaysia to evangelize the Malays.
所以要由宣教士来到马来西亚向马来人传福音。
Today, the Malays are at your doorstep.
但是今天马来西亚的学生到各国去了，他已经来到你的家门口了。
I'm not very sure, but because of the language, perhaps Malays are not in Taiwan.
也许是语言的关系啊，马来人的学生啊并没有来到台湾。
But if they are here, they are at your doorstep. The mission field is at your doorstep.
但是啊，这一些外籍的学生呢？就是他们就来到了我们的门口了。
We cannot touch them, but you can.
这些马来的学生我们在马来西亚没办法跟他们传福音，但是他们来到台湾以后，你们可以。
And that's what's happening now in America, in England, Australia, and all over the country, all over the countries in the world.
所以无论是在这个美国、在英国、在澳大利亚很多这样的一个学生他们就有机会听到福音。
The mission field is at your doorstep, behind or in front.
这个宣教的工厂呢，其实就在你的门口在你的前门口或者是后门口。
When you go to work, be witnesses.
当你在工作的时候呢，你也可以做见证。
The mission field is your office.
你的办公室也是你的宣教工厂。
The mission field is in the hospital.
这个你服务的医院也是你的宣教工厂。
The mission field is in the factory where you work.
你的工作的这个工厂也是你的宣教。
You have been serving in the places where you work for many years. Have you told them that you are a Christian?
你在你服务的地方工作了多年，你有没有告诉他们过你是信主的
？Are you a witness?Are you a witness?
你是不是一个见证人
？So witness in whatever circumstance in your corner.
所以无论你是在哪一个环境，你都可以为主做见证。
You are a missionary where you are.
你在你所在的地方，你就是一个宣教士。
So let us realize this aspect, being witnesses in Jerusalem.
所以让我们能够知道我们要先在。由撒玛利亚做见证。
How is your life?
你的生命如何呢
？What kind of life do the people know you to be living out?
人看你的生命是如何呢
？Your walk, your talk, people look at them.
你所说的话，你做的事，人都在看。
Be a missionary in your walk, in your talk, full-time worker, full-time witness.
你可以用你的言行。来见证神，你就是一个全时间的宣教士。
Be interested in mission fields and mission awareness.
我们也要对宣教这件工作保持我们的注意。
Expound the leaders to expound the word concerning missions and expose the members to the work.
这个教会里面的领袖呢，要让信徒们对宣教的这些教导有明白。
There are many mission assembly mission agencies. Do your members know them?
有许多宣教的机构我们的弟兄姐妹是不是认识
？Do assemblies now publicize the ministries of these agencies?
我们有没有宣导一些宣教的工作？
But I finish now with the way to witness.
我刚才讲完做见证的这个部分。
How can you witness as an individual?
以一个个人，你如何做见证呢
？Give a cup of cold water, and you will be rewarded. Matthew 10:42.
给这个小子一杯凉水你就会得到神的这个报应报酬。
Your neighbor in need, help out and take the opportunity to testify.
你有弟兄姐妹有需要你就帮助他。
1 John 3:16-18, love in deed and not in word only.
在约翰一书的3:16这边说，我们相爱要在行为上面，不是在言语上面。
Luke 24:13, the Lord Jesus Christ was walking with two people on the road to Emmaus, and the Lord testified of Himself.
那我们在这个路加福音24章 主跟两个门徒在往以马忤斯的路上，他向他们做见证。
John chapter 4 verse 4 Go out of your way to testify and to witness.
在约翰福音第四章第四节的这个时候，讲到耶稣他绕路经过撒玛利亚这个地方来做见证。
The Lord Jesus must go through Samaria.
主耶稣他选择经过撒玛利亚地。
Normally, other people to go from Judea to Galilee, they will go the other way around. They will bypass Samaria.
通常人从耶路撒冷到加利利去的话，都是绕路不喜欢经过撒玛利亚。
Samaritans have no dealings with the Jews.
撒玛利亚人跟犹太人是不来往的。
But Jesus must go through Samaria.
但耶稣他选择走经过撒玛利亚。
So he went straight and he went to Samaria. He testified to a Samaritan woman.
所以他走这个路经过撒玛利亚，他为的是要向一个撒玛利亚妇人做见证。
Through the salvation of one Samaritan woman, the whole city of Samaria came to hear the gospel.
因着这一个撒玛利亚妇人的信主整个城的人都信主了。
You just have to say, see what this man has done for me.
他只是说，你看这个人所为我所做的事情。
This is the witness.
这就是这个妇人的见证。
Second Timothy 4:2, be instant in season and out of season.
那在提摩太后书四章这边讲到得时不得时。
Take every opportunity. To witness.
得时不得时，总要传福音。
Okay, with this I finish.
那我讲到这边告一段落。
Remember, if your church is not mission-minded, then you have no vision.
如果我们没有这样的宣教的一个心思的话，其实我们是一个没有意向的教会。
And without vision, the people perish.
没有意向的话民就灭亡。
Without a mission, you only have a name.
我们没有宣教的话那只是一个名称。
The Church of Sardis has a name, but it is dead.
撒迪教会他们只是有一个教会的名称，但是其实他们是死的。
It has no life, no direction.
他们是没有生命、没有方向的。
Then said he to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of harvest."
回到我们主题的经文耶稣对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人去收他的庄稼。
For the information of everyone, if you want to review the notes on the tabernacle studies, I promise you yesterday, I have a website.
我个人有一个网页那你们可以在这个网页上找到昨天讲会幕的内容。
You can visit this website, which is mine, and then you can download all the talks given yesterday.
那所有昨天这个信息的大纲都会在这个网页上面。
Every message is in three forms.
每一个信息其实都有三种方式呈现。
One, you have the notes.
第一有这个大纲。
Two, you have the PowerPoint.
第二投影片的这个档案也有。
Third,You can listen to me all over again if you are not too tired of listening to me.
如果你对听我这个讲话还可以忍受的话，你可以再听一遍有这个录音的信息。
Before I end, just like to introduce you to one thing more in my website.
那在我结束的时候，我再跟大家介绍我网页上的一个内容。
Note this weekly rumination.
这里我有一个每周的一个小短文。
For those of you who understand English, this is a special devotion preparing Christians to prepare themselves for the Lord's Supper every week.
那这个每周一篇的小文章呢，是要让信徒来预备自己，来领受主餐的。
And you can download.This rumination from my website after every Friday, every week.
每个星期啊，这个星期五啊，你就可以下载啊，或者是阅读啊，当周的这个短文。
If you do not want to download it, you can tell me, give me your email address, and it will be sent to you by email attachment.
你如果不是能够啊固定上网的话，你把你的电子信箱告诉我，我会主动寄啊每周寄这个给你。
I have still not come to 11:40 p.m., Brother Paul.
还不到晚上的11:40。